Hello, travelers, both armchair and those on the go. This is Judith Glynn, your internet radio travel host. Today we're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, located in Cleveland, Ohio, at the shoreline of Lake Erie. Rock and roll music can be heard through a loudspeaker even before you enter this building. And what a building it is, despite being almost 20 years old. Imagine a pyramid shape made from glass, and you're already at the front door. Some statistics about this place before we begin. Its 7 floors comprise 150,000 square feet. Everywhere you look, the sky is visible overhead. And can you just imagine the sounds playing throughout this building? To date, over 9 million people have visited here. They come from all 50 states and 100 countries. Rock Hall, as it is also known, is certainly Mecca for devotees of the rock and roll beat. So why Cleveland for this home base? Well, it's simple. Back in the 1950s, there was a famous radio announcer named Alan Freed. He came to Cleveland from New York City to start his own show. He called himself the Moondog. He rang a bell and said to his listening audience, "Hey, everybody, let's rock and roll." In those days, he played what was known as race records to a white audience, but it was rhythm and blues they heard and loved it. Pretty soon, Alan had a hit show on his hands. And since he held the first rock and roll concert in Cleveland, it was only fitting to put a rock and roll museum in that city. So what will you find here? Question is, what won't you find here? The first section celebrates the roots of rock and roll, which is gospel music. Then it was combined with country, folk, blues, and ended up becoming rock and roll, a true American invention. Each exhibit area is a walkthrough in time. In the Beat Goes On section, visitors can pick an artist or a band and see what music influenced them. But it's the visual experience that overwhelms most people. Of course, Elvis is here with some of his outfits and a convertible car. He was one of the first inductees in the Hall of Fame. His exhibit is permanent, but parts of the collection change since Rock Hall has a special arrangement with Graceland to rotate some artifacts. Right alongside him are the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Jim Morrison, B.B. King, Louis Armstrong, and on and on. And there's one of the largest collections of Michael Jackson's personal items, many he chose himself, even right down to include his penny loafers. The Beatles have a very large display. A favorite of many is John Lennon's outfit he wore for the cover of the Sgt. Pepper Band album. Even the acoustic guitar he used for Give Peace a Chance is here. Nothing in this museum is a replica. In fact, the curators have a close association with worldwide artists. Now that sounds like a great job to have. And there are over 10,000 artifacts. So many, in fact. Exhibits have to rotate, and fans do expect the museum to change often. Rock Hall is not only a tourist destination. It is a museum where the art form is music. There are 10 employees on the curatorial side. They concentrate on everything from acquisitions to collection management. There are exhibit designers, too. But it's the education program for all ages that I found impressive. Toddler Rock takes place twice a week. Around 200 children ages 3 to 5 are at the museum before it opens. Many are at-risk children from Northeast Ohio who are being helped along with socialization and literacy development. Rock in the Schools is for grades kindergarten through 12th grade. That program teaches the science of sound, such as how it travels from a guitar to an ear. Social studies, math, and a business course are part of the Rock in the School program. The curriculum puts the student in charge of a music tour. They're asked to make financial decisions and soon find out if they'll be a success on the road. The museum even beams its Rock in the School program throughout the country and abroad. All a school needs is a classroom with technology. The museum does a test connection, and bingo, The museum instructor is beamed right into that classroom. I wonder what Elvis would think of that. There's always an exclusive exhibit at Rock Hall, beginning May 24, 2013. Rolling Stones, 50 Years of Satisfaction, is that exhibit. Although the Stones were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989, it's the first ever major exhibition to chronicle the band from the mid-1960s until today. This huge effort will take up 2.5 floors of the museum. Included for viewing will be personal items in an extraordinary collection never before seen by the public. And speaking of inductees, every year since 1983, the music industry has joined together to recognize the contributions of those who have made a significant impact on the evolution, development, and perpetuation of rock and roll. Artists become eligible for induction 25 years after the release of their first recording. A nominating committee consists of between 30 to 40 music executives, a few people from the pop music area, critics, and academics. Each of them brings their idea who should be inducted for that year, and there is lobbying going on. Out of that meeting comes a slate of potential inductees. A ballot goes out to around 600 people, with most of them going to present inductees. There's a vote, and usually 5 to 7 winners. This year, those inductees will be Rush, Albert King, Public Enemy, Randy Newman, and Donna Summer. Interestingly, Rush has been eligible since 1998, but it's the first time for the group to be on a ballot. Public Enemy are only the 4th hip-hop act to be inducted. Now, if you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, it's open 7 days a week, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the museum is open until 9 p.m. A quick tour takes about 45 minutes. However, 2-day passes are sold for the diehard fans. Something new here are the Tuesday gallery talks that begin at 1 p.m. They're 30 minutes long and take the visitor through a special exhibit. And don't forget that every tour ends in the museum store, so bring along your credit card. The Rock Hall has an extensive website at rockhall.com. For all touristy advice about Cleveland, go to positivelycleveland.com or call toll-free 800-321-1004. You can find travel articles I've written at my website, judithglynn.com. Now, the last name is spelled G-L-Y-N-N. I've also written a novel entitled A Collector of Affections. It combines travel and romance, so make sure you check that out, too.